And good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host. Start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW. Coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
To me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro. And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
I'm Sherry Ivaskovich with the Onyx Grove Company.
Okay. So, and you're a mom?
I am. Yeah.
Two kids?
Two boys.
And you like to travel? Well, you travel a lot in the last few years.
We have traveled, yes.
We just interviewed her husband. If you haven't seen the episode, go check it out. But you do the woodworking component for your organization.
Yes.
So explain that a little bit to me, please.
I do scroll saw carvings. So I cut everything out with the scroll saw. Mostly do wildlife. So that's kind of more my niche is wildlife. So I've done bears, buffalo, raven. We've got a fox over there right now. So
cool.
Yeah.
And how did you get into this?
I saw somebody else doing it on Instagram, and I'm like, sure. I've always liked doing some sort of woodcraft and doing artwork stuff. So.
When you you whittling like at home?
No, no. My husband and I, like, we've always done home renovations. Like, before we started the company, like, I just redid our entire kitchen. I built all of our cabinetry.
What?
So, custom cabinetry. So.
Cool. So, is this.
Nobody would do it for me, so I did it myself.
Listen, I used to renovate houses in the mid to late 2000s here in Fort McMurray. And, like, I would call a company to come in. Like, the first time it happened, I just needed a washroom done, right? I was just like, yo, can you guys just update my washroom? And the guy's like, no, but we'll do your whole upstairs floor for, like, X amount of tens of thousands.
Yeah.
It's like, man, the rest of my floor is cool. I just need the washroom. Yeah. And so because of that, it forced me and my wife to then, like, have to learn and do things. So, like, I feel your pain.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right. And so, when it comes to the animal component, is that something that, like, you just like doing animals more, or is it just easier? How did that work out?
I don't know. I just saw a picture of them. I prefer animals. Like, I like to prefer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so in regards to the stuff that you're making, is this something you were messing around with first, or is it something somebody reached out and said, I want this? Like, what was your first project looking like?
Can't remember my first one. You remember my first one? I can't remember.
You've made that many?
No.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was probably just a bear. Because I was like, I think I just saw an image on Pinterest. And I'm like, sure. Okay. I'll make that. And made it. And someone reached out and they're like, I want that. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So.
That's fantastic. That's really cool. Now, Rocky Mountain House. That's where you're from.
Red Deer.
Oh, you're from Red Deer.
I'm from Red Deer.
He's from Rocky Mountain House. Okay, interesting. Let's talk about Red Deer for a second.
Yes.
I've never been to Red Deer in regards to, like, you know.
Driven through.
I've driven through it.
Okay.
And then they have an awesome, like, water park out there now. I don't know. Like, water park. It's like a community center. It's like indoor, outdoor. Anyway, so I've,
I don't know.
I've spent a little bit of time in Red Deer. But all my boys, they used to party in Red Deer, and they said it was awesome. Now, we've interviewed a number of people from Red Deer, and the results are mixed. So, what is your, like, story about Red Deer?
I was born and raised there, so that's all I've ever really known is Red Deer.
Yeah.
But I was more city person, like not a farm girl, so I'm introverted, so the party scene
wasn't yours.
No,
so it was quiet indoors. Like, this is interesting to me because how you're describing it, and this is what I love about this show, is I get to talk to people from all over the place. Most people from Red Deer that I've talked to so far don't really talk about the city aspect of it.
Yeah.
So they do talk about, like, yeah.
When I grew up, it was still, I think there was maybe 50,000 people when I was a kid, so yeah. It was still pretty farm town.
Yeah.
And then as I grew up, it got big, and now it's city.
Yeah.
So.
It's huge now.
Yeah.
Do you still go back often?
My mom still lives there. Yeah.
Nice. That's awesome. Yeah, no, it really has grown. I know myself and my wife back in the day contemplated moving there, especially like it had so much to offer. It was roughly the same size as Fort McMurray.
Yes.
You had the Calgary and Edmonton airport, so if
but
you needed to
Costco.
Dip. You have a Costco now.
Red Deer's always had a Costco.
I did not know that. Oh, yeah, we don't have a Costco here.
No.
No, Costco would like eliminate all small businesses in this community. So.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But then most of us would never leave.
That's right. Yeah. I like leaving. I like venturing out. That's the cool thing about Fort Mac.
All the small business owners would.
Yeah. Well, that's right.
Yes.
I'm Fort Mac till I die. I love it here. I'm born and raised. But the one thing I love about Fort McMurray is it gives you the opportunity, like, to afford to go and travel and see some stuff.
Very much so.
Like, with you guys going to, like, Australia and England, like...
We'd never be able to if we weren't in Fort Mac.
No.
I mean, and we're a single-income family other than our little small business. So.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's just Clint that works full-time, so...
That's exactly it. Yeah. Now, with your boys, they're 13 and 11 now?
They just turned 14 and 12.
14 and 12.
Yeah.
So, you're dealing with some teenagers, basically.
Yeah. Video games is all the time.
Yeah. So what are they up to? Is it like straight up video games?
It's just straight up video games.
Are they playing with like on a system, on their iPad, like computer? Or VR nowadays, I guess.
Our oldest, it varies.
Okay.
He mostly does his laptop. He has a gaming laptop. So he mostly does that. But then he'll venture and he'll go and play on the PlayStation. He does competitive Smash Bros. With... esports with Westwood, so
cool.
He does that with the Nintendo. Our youngest, he's very much, it's more the Nintendo and then watching YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Minecraft.
Yeah, Minecraft is a big one.
Yeah,
right? Yeah. Smash Bros. I have Nintendo 64, I think, for Smash Bros. Or SNES, one of the two. I don't know. I have two old gaming systems in my garage, and my little boy loves playing Smash Bros. It's like his big thing to play. So it's interesting that you can actually like play that at Westwood as a team sport now.
Yeah. I was surprised they went all the way to Lethbridge Provincials.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're playing video games competitively, but okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a thing. Like, I've had to explain it a few times over the years. Like, I do talks on like different careers and whatnot, right? At the high school and college level. And I always usually have a dad coming in who's just like, I don't understand how my kid is watching other kids play sports. It doesn't make any sense to me. And so this is my analogy. And I don't think I've ever said it on TV, so this is the analogy. Do you watch hockey? And most dads are like, oh yeah, of course I watch hockey. And I'm like, who's your team? And then they're like, oh, Oilers or whomever. And I'm like, sweet. And I'm like, do you know how to play hockey? And I'm like, yep. I'm just like, so you're watching an individual do something that you know how to do. And they're like, oh yeah, I guess so. And I was like, and I just to like insult to injury, when you watch the Edmonton Oilers, does every player for the team live in Edmonton, from Edmonton? They're like, no, like, they travel all around, like, they get traded. I'm like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, you cheer for a Blouse. And then the dad's just like, ugh. And I'm like, with esports, your kid is cheering for an individual. And so they can see and watch that person grow. Yeah. So, like, to me, they're pretty similar. Like, I can see why somebody would want to watch hockey. And why somebody would want to watch an esports game. And for me, when you're watching esports, at least you're like connecting with that player. So like for me, I'm just like, no, I could totally get how a kid wants and enjoys watching them.
I don't play. I can't. No.
No, I get it.
I'm horrible.
I'm probably equally as bad as you. I used to play video games back in the day. And like I was awesome. And I took a 10-year hiatus because they just like were starting to get too good, too realistic. Yeah. Suck your life into them. this guy, like, what, maybe 4 months ago, was just like, hey, you want to try playing video games? I'm like, no, I got, like, no, I'm good. So then he bullied me into it. I'm playing, and man, to say I'm bad at video games now is an understatement. But I still like trying every once in a while, but it's embarrassing.
It's like watching your parents try to figure out a phone. Yeah. Two-handed it.
Yeah. He's just like, use the thumb. Just like,
the TV.
Oh, I am ridiculous. Like, when I play video games, I'm like, I'm that guy who's like, oh, no, what? Yeah. Like,
you're moving. You're moving shaker. Have to duck with the duck.
That's right. And he'll be playing, and then he'll, like, something will happen. I'm like, oh, shit. And he's like, dude, right in the middle of the swing. I'm like, oh, sorry. I got a little bit too excited there. So with the boys growing up, one's in Westwood. Where's the other one?
Right now, Christina Gordon for...
Okay.
Another week and a half.
Yeah, and then, school's about to end.
Yeah, and then he'll be at Westwood next year.
So, okay, yeah. Both at Westwood. And how did you decide Westwood based on, like, the other schools?
We live closer to the other two, McTavish.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. Based on, like, where your youngest is going, I'm like, Westwood's a bit out of the way.
But Westwood, it fit our family better, and both of his siblings graduated from Westwood. There so it was kind of like...
Yeah, yeah.
Let's just go there. But it was their honors program for my oldest because they have the more accelerated academics at Westwood. So
yeah, that's the cool thing about all these schools here. When I grew up, there was three, and now there's a bunch.
Yeah.
But all the schools have, like, a specialty, and, like, if you lean more one way to the other, there's a school that can foster that for you, which is really cool. Yeah. Okay, sweet. Yeah. I got bad news for you, or good news for you, depending on how you look at it. Tanner just tapped his watch, so that means we're out of time. But before I cut you loose, you get a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
I don't know. Just check out our company, the Onyx Grove Company. We take custom work.
There you go.
Hit us up.
Sweet. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, our title sponsor, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Do appreciate your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.